Show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call and to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975, and don't forget to download the brand new ESPN Houston app on your iPhone and on your Droid device. Our listener party is coming up September 5th. That's a Friday. It's going to be at St. Arnold's. Looking forward to that. And best way to win, probably on the app, but also make sure you're following us on all social media, whether it's at ESPN Houston on Facebook, at ESPN 975 on Instagram, at ESPN 97.5 on TikTok, on X, at ESPN 975. Couple of Astros updates for today's series finale against the Miami Marlins. Astros won the first two games of the series and offensively looking pretty good. First, no Jeremy Peña in the lineup today. Mauricio Dubon's playing shortstop. Carlos Correa is at third base. Per Joe Espada, Peña's off day is scheduled and part of his buildup after the rib and hamstring issues. He should resume playing every day this weekend in New York. Jeremy Peña has an off day. So there you go. Christian Javier might make his next start with the major league team, which would be in Houston this coming homestand. Oh, man, so many homecomings coming up.
Yeah, they should. I hope they space him out a little bit because you got Correa's first game back against the Red Sox, which would also be Bregman's first game back against the Red Sox.
Right.
Arrighetti, but it's, you know, this week in Miami, so it's not – at least he's not stepping on someone else's day, but yeah. Javier, imagine if Javier also starts that first game of that Red Sox series. So it's Javier back for the first time in over a year. And then, yeah, obviously the two other guys. So it'd be crazy.
So there you go. As far as all the potential homecomings for the Astros. And there's one last little tidbit. Courtesy of the fine folks covering the Astros. Spencer Arrighetti has 80 to 85 pitches in him this afternoon, and Isak Peretz is moving to the 60-day injured list to clear a 40-man spot. Before we get to Down with Dana Brown, let's go to Keith calling into the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Keith, what's up?
Hey, guys. Going back to what you guys were talking about before the break about the Jacksonville Jaguars, kind of a two-part question. You mentioned Travis Hunter. Looks like him and his wife adopted a kitten yesterday. Just want to get your thoughts on how the kitten impact is playing. And second question to the Jaguars conversation is, if the Jaguars would have held on to that 2018 AFC title game, 20-10 lead in the fourth quarter, how would NFL fans and people and everyone alive view the Jacksonville Jaguars in our society if they would have got to that Super Bowl?
I mean, they would have gotten killed by the Eagles.
Yeah, they would have gotten smoked by Philadelphia.
I mean, it was Blake Bortles. That game, if you don't remember it, Nick Foles played the game of his life, as did Tom Brady in that game. Blake Bortles was not doing that. Jaguars defense, certainly impressive, but listen, Jaguars lost that game. Patriots won. I know some Jaguars fans are mad about the Miles Jack fumble return that should have been probably not whistled dead. Would have put the Patriots in a very tough spot. All I would say in response to that is, how dare you believe that the guy who would go on to have the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, actually, he'd already had it. Actually, I forget. There's so many Super Bowls. They all kind of bled together.
That was the year after.
Right.
The
you don't think he's going to come back against the Jaguars down 27-10 in the last minutes?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Absolute blasphemy. As far as the cat, first off, congratulations to Travis Hunter joining the Cat Dad community. I'm going to say this about his significant other. I did not know they were married. She seems to suck. Airs a lot of dirty laundry on social media, and I'll be perfectly honest, I do not think that marriage is going to last. I mainly base it off of her insufferable nature on social media. I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. I have no idea about her past. It's more just shut up. Shut up. You don't need to air out what's going on between you and your guy. You don't need to constantly get into combat with the trolls out there. Looking at you, Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's significant other. The cat is not going to keep them together. A dog, theoretically, could keep them together longer. Dogs are a lot of work, as I have been finding out this past week while taking care of my girlfriend's two dogs. I've done that a couple of times. They've been a little, one of them has been a little bit of an a-hole this week. The other one is the sweetest, and this one's just a little bit of a drama queen and also just being a jerk. But dogs are like a kid as far as responsibility goes. A cat, like, you forget you have a cat half the time. So unless this is a kitten, and that's what he said there, right, Keith? It's a kitten?
Yes, that's what Keith said.
Oh, it's so cute.
I guess I'll double check.
Kittens are adorable.
Travis Hunter.
But I don't think that's going to help the relationship out. As far as being a cat dad and training cat, like, this is the most.
Yeah. This is what I want to ask about. Because, you know, with puppies, there is a little bit of, like,
oh, it's so much.
It's your
work.
Life for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I would say months.
Yeah,
it's
probably
potty
months.
Potty training takes time. Training a dog takes time, and you have to train them unless you want to be one of those terrible parents of dogs out there that says, "Oh, he never does that." Oh, he does. He does it all the time. Whenever you say that, that is a tell. I know that your dog's an a-hole secretly, and that's you. That's on you. Like people, like they're not an accessory. They're an animal. They're adorable animals. They're loving animals. They are very smart. They're smart on a level that cats like are wired a little bit differently. Dogs are wired more like us. I think they're a little more emotional. Cats are, you know, killing machines, essentially. But cats are the bachelor pet. I've said this a million times. As far as responsibility, you can leave a cat at your home. If you leave enough food out, you leave a clean litter box out, you can leave a cat by itself for up to a week. You should have someone check in on it, but if the cat's not particularly social, it'll be fine. You could probably leave a cat by itself for, and I wouldn't do this, it's not nice, and they have feelings too, but you could probably leave a cat by itself for a month if the cat had enough food and the cat has enough litter. It'll be totally fine. Probably go crazy, but you can by itself the whole time, but cats are the perfect bachelor pet. Low maintenance, you can go on vacation whenever you want, and it's also one of those pets where you don't need to walk it at night. You just have to change the litter every now and then. Like, that's the most annoying part about having a cat. That's really it. They're so easy. I'm a huge believer in cats. Cats are my favorite pet. I do love dogs, but I love cats more. And if you are looking to get a pet and you're thinking about a dog, I actually would encourage you to think about a cat first.
I can confirm Travis Hunter and his wife got a, as Athlon Sports puts it, fur baby. And it is a kitten.
Is it a designer kitten? Is this a, you know?
I can't tell.
All right, cool.
I'll be honest with you,
cats.
Paul. I can't tell.
Okay. So I'm just gonna give you a little more of the cat rundown. We'll get to Don with Dana Brown at 2:15. So, ragdoll cats are the most chill cat. Like, you can pick it up and it just like hangs like a ragdoll. No, it doesn't really resist or anything like that. They generally just lie around. And most cats, you're gonna sleep all day.
The pretty big ones?
They can be. The size varies because, cat breeding versus dog breeding. I think there's a lot less of the breeding a cat a specific way than there is with dogs. And I will say a lot of the cats that you're breeding a specific way, you're also getting into this weird gray area where you might run into some issues from the purebred. Like they might have health issues. I would point to the cats that my dad's girlfriend gets. She likes the flat faced cats, and they've had some issues. There's one kind of cat, though, that, like, good laughing luck. It's the Bengal cats. They're psychos. They're just high. They're like the Australian Shepherd version of a cat. They're cute. They look cool. They look kind of like a leopard. They're nuts. Like, they need exercise all the time. They need energy all the time. They're wild. Like, if you want, that's where it starts to get into high maintenance. But for the most part, cats, low maintenance as hell. And there you go. Keith, appreciate you allowing
Paul's
me to talk
cat
about
corner.
Cats. Yeah. Paul's Cat Corner.
Not a recurring segment.
From the 832, only cat I'll get is my wife's dog's rule.
Ayo. I think I'll,
yeah, it took me a second. Paul, let's prove you're gay. Listen, also me liking cats, theoretically prove. I love dogs. It's just a lot of work. And I feel like that's the only kind of animal That kind of animal requires another person, in my honest opinion. If you want to make the pet feel its happiest at home, you know, like leaving a dog by itself all day long, if you're like a single dog owner, like I feel bad for the dog. The dog actually gets bummed out when you're not there. Cats don't really care as much. Like they're happy to see you when you come back for a little bit, and then they're like, all right, bye. So that's part of it. I'm going way too into detail, way too into the weeds on that. But I think a lot of people hate cats because they're allergic or they had one bad experience with one bad cat. Cats are hilarious. They're just weirdos. Weirdo murderers that are cuddly and fluffy. And we'll do funny things from time to time. Anyway, Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Are you down with Dana Brown? Some updates on the state of the Astros next. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at St. Arnold. Kicked off my weekends with the St. Arnold Summer Pilsner. And guess what? You know, our ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener party is going to be at St. Arnold because St. Arnold doesn't just have beers for everyone or a place for everyone in their beer garden. They've got space for everyone. If you are looking for a place to host an upcoming party, a wedding, a family reunion, a birthday, a company happy hour, a trade show, a corporate meeting, a holiday gathering, go to St. Arnold's. They've got a space for groups of 20 to 300 people. For groups smaller than 100, they've got the Investors Pub. For larger groups, there's the Beer Hall with all sorts in both of these spots. Audio and visual capabilities, projectors, screens, an in-house catering menu prepared by the St. Arnold chef. The food at St. Arnold's is great. We've had some parties there before. An appetizer table to a full-on feast, plus beer for your event. The freshest St. Arnold beer of the world is right there. Book your event now, especially holiday parties, to get prime dates for a daytime rental or an evening event, weekday or weekend. And since you listen, mention ESPN or my name, Paul, and you'll get the brewery game package free for your event, which gets you a combo of dartboards, Jenga, cornhole, pool table, and as a bonus, a photo booth. Get started at StArnold.com. Click on private events. That's StArnold.com. Click on private events. St. Arnold's got a beer for everyone because it's a place for everyone. And now they've got a space for everyone.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. All right, guys. Dana Brown joins the Astros flagship once a week. We react to what he had to say. Astros taking on the Marlins in about an hour or so, looking for a sweep. Are you down with Dana Brown?
You down with Dana B?
This ball club's too, it's too good.
You down with Dana B?
He's pretty much given me the steering wheel and said, hey, this is your gig.
You down with Dana B?
These guys have been out for so much of the season that it feels like we're acquired two new players.
I guess we'll see.
Some Dana Brown updates. First off, he was asked about Yordan Alvarez. Here's what he had to say. Yordan is looking really well. Took a full batting practice on the field. We've got to increase the intensity. The batting practice on the field is off a machine at a high velocity. Next would be live off of a pitcher. Dana also said this, and here he is being master politician, Dana Brown, promising things that he might not be able to deliver on because it's out of his control. Once we add Yordan and Jake Myers shortly after that, with this lineup, we'll be on all cylinders. Now that's exciting, and especially if the Astros offense can do what it's done the last 2 days more often than they've been doing all year. Awesome. Unbelievable. Jake Myers might be back is the biggest takeaway I had from that answer. Because I'm operating like Myers isn't coming back. I'm also operating the same way with Isak Paredes. More on that in a moment, Sean.
Yeah, Myers is tough because he did make a comeback.
Right.
And didn't make it the first pitch of that game. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's fair to be more cautious, like at least on the outside, just be more cautious of like, even when they do say this guy's ready to come back, how much do we believe them? Because they did that last time. It is, it's not as like long of a process and as up and down as the Yordan thing, but it is very similar to the Yordan thing as far as he's coming back. Oops, setback. Now right. He's out for longer.
Yeah. If another setback happens, I'm going to be so angry. I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, yeah.
For both of them.
Yeah, I was going to say for these
Myers had his too.
Yeah, for these two, they kind of need to come back. No questions
comeback.
Asked. Yeah.
And maybe
the pitchers, you know, it's a little bit different because of the injuries they're coming back from.
And maybe handle it the way that they're handling Jeremy Peña, which they gave him an off day on Saturday with the, hey.
Yeah.
He had the rib injury, and he had the hamstring injury.
Cramp.
Hey. That's Jeremy Peña. This is the number one Jeremy Peña show in all of
Houston. No, it is. And, I mean, he's been good since he's come back.
Just, yeah. Give him a day off.
Yeah. Treat him with, you know, kind of kid gloves at least for a little while.
And you want him ready for the Bronx. Yeah. Don't be fooled by the rocks that the Yankees got. They're still the Bombers from the Bronx. They used to have a lot. Now they have a little.
Yeah.
But they still know where they came from. The Bronx! Song's so lame, as is Jennifer Lopez. I get that Jennifer Lopez is a beauty for age, whatever the hell she is right now, but I...
Yeah, that is a big part of her career. It's like, wow, she looks amazing.
But there's... and
the acting, the
sure,
music.
She's great at dancing, yeah. And then, honestly, like, she's done movies and all that, but there's a part of me, there's something about her I just dislike. I feel like sometimes when I see her, I think Kim Kardashian... But I think that Kim Kardashian is realer than Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
Which is...
That's an
indictment. Like, I and she... Well, she does to my Benny. Not cool. Anyway. And A-Rod, honestly.
Ben Affleck.
She's a heartbreaker.
Not a
yeah, not... Yeah. more. This is Dana Brown. Are you down with Dana Brown? Talking about Astros pitching. Dana Brown on not getting a pitcher. I would say getting these guys back off the injured list was a huge part of not doing anything at the trade deadline. Talking about Spencer Arrighetti, talking about Christian Javier, who Joe Espada believes could potentially be pitching next week. So that's why they didn't get a pitcher at the trade deadline. What does Dana always say? Trade deadline acquisitions via guys coming back from the injured list are the best. This is him a couple of days ago. Oh,
I had to find it. I forgot
that's fine.
What day it was.
Dana Brown will... more than anyone, tell you that somebody coming back from the injured list is like a trade deadline acquisition. So.
And it's going to feel like a trade every time somebody comes off the IL.
Hell yeah, dude.
It is going to feel like
that. Arrighetti, they just traded for Spencer Arrighetti today. Unbelievable.
Gave up nothing.
For Sugarlands.
Yeah,
Sugarlands.
For AJ Blue Ball.
Sugarlands Space Cowboys fans after, you know, winning not one, not two, but three titles last year.
Yeah.
They got to be pissed.
Or are they the most spoiled fan base in all the sports? Because not only did their team win a championship last year, now for triple A prices, they get to see major league talent.
They've had three major leaguers this week, like Jeremy Peña and Arrighetti and Javier.
There's a game where Javier started that Peña batted leadoff.
That's pretty fun, actually.
That's what's going to happen next week.
More from Dana Brown. On Arrighetti today, he can get up to 80 pitches. I expect he'll be a little rusty. Wow, that's the most negative Dana Brown's ever been.
Yeah. But I like that. I like, you know, tempering expectations a little bit of like, hey. I mean, 80 pitches, that's more or less a full workload for Arrighetti. He's not like a super high pitch count guy.
Right.
And so, yeah. But then, hey, guys, might be a little rusty. I like that.
That's the most you'll ever hear from him. More from Dana Brown on the Astros pitching on Christian Javier. He's 94 to 95 with the velocity. I think it was actually 93.8, but it's fine. Breaking ball is good. I would say one more start in the minors and he'll be good. Huzzah! That's exciting. Christian Javier, a couple of years ago, I thought was the most talented Astros pitcher. And yeah. I miss him.
After 2022, it was like... this guy's kind of next up, you know? He was. If you were told us back, like, right after the World Series that Christian Javier would just have Hunter Brown's season this year, we'd be like, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's that good.
More. Are you down with Dana Brown? Luis Garcia, I would say he's two starts behind Javier. Okay. So that means 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, basically.
I like that. Dana Brown on Lance McCullers Jr. Uh-oh. He's going to throw one more side, and then we'll send him out for a rehab. Doesn't he have a blister?
It feels like they're dragging their feet on this.
Yeah, exactly. And one last one, Isak Paredes. Are you down with Dana Brown? Dana on Paredes, with him deciding to do the rehab, there's an outside chance to get him back. Just not sure when. On Paredes' plans after the moves at the trade deadline. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We have infielders who can play multiple positions. It's a good problem to have. He's going to be a big part of this team. So are the other guys. I think he's talking about the future. There's an article in The Athletic written by Chandler Rome where, hey, he's not getting surgery, but it's looking like it'll be an upset if he's back this year, even if he doesn't get the surgery. So we shall see what happens. It is the most interactive sports talk show in town. A couple of comments on the Twitch. Ryan Lost in Texas asks, Paulie, would you say that this lineup would be all systems go? That is nice and corny. Ryan also says, Jordan feels like the dad who went out for cigarettes and were the stupid kids sitting at home expecting that he will be back any day now. Well, could be worse. You could be Roger from the movie Angels in the Outfield, who asks his dad, hey, Dad, when are we going to be a family again? And his dad says, from where I'm sitting, when a last-place baseball team wins the pennant. And then he rides off on his motorcycle, comes back in the movie when the Angels look like they're on the verge of winning the pennant so that he can officially release his son to the California State foster care system. But George Knox, stepdad who stepped up.
He is the dad who stepped up. Jordan Alvarez said, yeah, when the Astros are up 5 games in August, yeah, that's when I'll come back.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, next thing we know,
oh, my hand hurts.
Inflammation. I need a translator to tell everybody about the inflammation, though. It adds a little murkiness
by
to
the way,
whatever he might be dealing with.
I saw a clip of Jesus Sanchez after the game talking. And obviously, he has the interpreter, the Spanish interpreter.
I love him.
Next
already.
To him. Yeah, he is one of the stars of the team because at what point do the Astros need a second interpreter? Because so many guys. I mean, he talks to the media every night. Well, so he talks to the media more often than Altuve does.
I asked somebody what happened to the last Astros interpreter. And they said, yeah, they just moved on from him. I don't know if that was for performance reasons or what. But, yeah, if I were the Astros interpreter and I'm interpreting for as many Spanish-speaking players as I am, yeah, I would want to raise.
You just traded for Jesus Sanchez.
Yeah.
I should get whatever, one, you know, a 10% raise every time you add another Spanish speaker.
Random post I saw on X from Jose Jesus de Ortiz, who used to cover Houston sports for the Houston Chronicle and now I think covers baseball at large. He had said something along the lines of Jim Crane is somebody who is very interested in perhaps now exploring Japan to have Japanese scout out there.
Oh, to get players, not just go on vacation.
But okay. Maybe get a full-time interpreter who's always hanging around just in case.
All right. But make sure that guy does not know what gambling is. Just
hates
gambling.
Don't be that guy.
Hates gambling.
Yeah. That guy's in jail, right? So
he is very much in jail.
Okay. He seems weaselly enough to perhaps falsify his records. Different name. Gets a mustache. Anyway, Ball Gallant Show. Sean Mapes behind the glass. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. What's washed these days? Well, a couple of things. Something that gave some NFL players an edge, your wallets, and more. Stick around. It is the Paul Gallant Show, though. First, let me tell you about my friends at Walmart. I was at Walmart this past week. Had myself a wonderful time, strolled through the store, and I got myself an awesome desk for my laptop that I can sit with on the couch. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now it's you. Walmart thought they were going to
up me when it comes to rhyming. That's right. I added a fourth rhyme there. Walmart has more than half a billion items online. Half a billion. Good googly moogly. You can find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores, like groceries as well. Do you think groceries cost more when they're delivered? Some stores they do, not at Walmart. Grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in the store. And hey, man, because it's Walmart, you know the prices are low. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. Use express delivery to get all eligible things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions. When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now it's you, Walmart.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
This ball hit well to left field. Back goes Stowers to the wall, looking up. It's gone! Into the Marlins bullpen. Jose Altuve, number 19, tying Isak Paredes for the team lead, and it's 2-0 Strohs.
And he just continues to terrorize the Miami Marlins. He has got huge numbers in his career against them, but here he jumps ship at Lone Depot Ballpark.
Jose Altuve ain't no terrorist, Jeff. Unless it comes to the New York Yankees. That series is right around the corner. So, Astros looking for a sweep of the Marlins today. Jeremy Peña has the day off. Spencer Arrighetti making his first start back from injury. We'll see what he's got. 80 to 85 pitches. Expect to see it from him. With Peña out, Isak Paredes is the Astros, not Isak Paredes. Mauricio Dubon is the Astros shortstop. He's batting ninth. Carlos Correa is leading off at third base. So there you go. And we'll see if the Astros can get that sweep after getting swept. Mariners won last night, beat the White Sox. They're in a series with Chicago, so keep that in mind. Can't really give up any when they're playing a team that bad. And the Rangers are playing the Yankees, who are playing awful. They're 0-5 since the trade deadline and have been getting absolutely destroyed by New York press. Some are saying they're washed. Speaking of, what is washed in the world of sports? It's time for a Washed Watch Wednesday.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on the Paul Gallant Show.
Topical. Jennifer Lopez is a married woman. That is washed. After 4 divorces and 6 engagements, Jennifer Lopez says she won't be getting married again. She's choosing herself from now on. I think she already was choosing herself. That's why they all didn't work out so well. Pretty crazy. We were talking about that on the air a little bit earlier, and it popped up on Sean's For You page on X.
It was like the third one after basically the starting lineup and Arrighetti's pitching, his pitch count for today. It was an update about Jennifer Lopez.
That's wild.
From a account I don't follow.
That's also wild.
It's crazy.
Your wallet's washed, at least if you're watching sports on TV. I pay an astronomical amount of money for Fubo TV just so I can stream the Astros to the point where maybe I should go back to cable. Seriously, it's that bad. But there are some perks to having Fubo TV. It's mainly that I can digitally record audio from a broadcast that is not necessarily posted on social media. But the NFL now has a 10% equity stake in ESPN after ESPN acquired the NFL Network and other NFL assets. So a bit of a partnership here. I guess if we're looking for the bright side of things, one, they're keeping everything as is when it comes to NFL Red Zone. But Red Zone might get a college football edition, which I think would be so cool.
Yeah, they're talking about spinning it off, basically. Mm-hmm.
And Roger Goodell says that now that the ESPN has the name, they can also do it for college football.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. I mean, they would have to like bias it towards like,
for sure,
like big teams, because like you could just do a Red Zone, but it would constantly be Octobox for everything. You would have to be much. All right. So a really cool play has to happen in the Mountain West for us to cut away from Bama LSU to get to it.
But they ESPN does have all those cameras in all those places. Yeah. So theoretically, it could be done. We'll just see if there's somebody who's capable of it. It's like Scott Hansen. It's one thing with 32 NFL teams. If it's
McAfee like
150
or
college football teams.
Stephen A. Smith.
No, you got to have a real dork that knows all this stuff. Like, you have to have, Feinbaum can't even do it. He's only SEC.
Yeah, I don't even know who would do it. Like one of their studio guys has to, because Fowler does a game, Reese Davis does game day, so he's not in a studio ever, or at least on weekends. I don't know who could possibly do this.
Yeah, that's a good question. But whatever the case, ESPN's getting a lot more expensive. Big Boss Marshall pointed out they made a deal with WWE as well. ESPN streaming service this fall is going to be $29.99 a month. And I imagine it's only going to go up with the NFL and ESPN merging. I guess bright side, hey, we might get better Monday Night Football games.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because now the NFL is a stake in ESPN.
If it means you can watch everything on ESPN, I can see how this isn't a terrible. This would actually be pretty cool. If you can watch the finals on this, whatever, anything on ESPN you can watch on this, that probably is worth $30 a month. Now, it's probably not worth $30 a month. And then also Fubo or cable, that's where it gets tougher. But yeah, this, it will definitely go up. That's the thing. All the streamers all go up. So I expect this is no different.
Washed Watch Wednesday. Who else is washed? Smelling Salts. R.I.P. The smelling salt era of NFL football is over, as we learned yesterday on the NFL Network from 49ers tight end George Kittle.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. Bring that back for George Kittle.
We got to figure out a middle ground here, guys. Help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send an email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
I'm an every drive guy.
In between every play,
that's way too much.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
Definitely, but I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them at practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's right. That was my only grievance, but besides that, you guys look fabulous.
We'll fix it.
It's all yours. Thank you.
George, we'll do our best to help you out with that, man.
You did great, buddy.
Yep. Well, that's an unfortunate development.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't get the memo.
It just came out this morning, and obviously he's very distraught over it.
Smelling salts. Ever done them?
Once.
Just once.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because when you do it once, you definitely sniff too hard.
Doing it before every drive, over the course of a game, psycho.
That is crazy.
But hey, I guess it wakes you up. You're never tired if you're always doing smelling salts, but that era is done. I'm wondering if there's a way that they could drug test for this, but no more.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like the tobacco ban in baseball.
Where it's still happening.
Yeah, where it's
a little more discreet.
Yeah, you go tell Terry Francona. He can't
chaw it anymore.
Yeah, you go tell him.
Washed baseball and non-baseball stadiums. So over the weekend, the MLB held a thing that they call the MLB Speedway Classic. They put a baseball arena in the infield of a NASCAR raceway in Bristol. Conceptually, cool idea. Execution-wise, disaster. It did set ratings records and attendance records. 90,000 people watched a baseball game, but there are a lot of obstructed views. The food, it ran out, and there was bad weather. So it seems to have been a fire fest kind of event because there was a 3-hour rain delay.
Yeah, the rain you can't really do anything about, but the food, definitely, there's definitely something you could have been done there. I mean, don't they normally, I guess they miscalculated or something. Cause
for sure.
These NASCAR tracks are massive as far as attendance. And so you'd think that they know how to stack enough food in there, but I guess they whatever. You know what? It probably was the delay that played into it, where more people bought food because there's a delay for 3 hours. But yeah, no, I mean, it's cool when they try to do stuff like this, like every once in a while. But I also feel like I'd hate it if my team was involved in like the Field of Dreams game, or
the Field of Dreams game at least makes like a little more sense if they actually had real cornstalk fences, instead of having the actual fences that they have there. But this, hey, you tried. As someone who grew up, or who went to school at a school where they play basketball in a football arena, it's not great at times. So
play basketball?
The basketball team played in the end zone of the football team. So they would always, Syracuse Orange games, there would generally be 35,000 people.
I was thinking of a high school.
No.
Okay, yeah. No, that'd be crazy. Yeah, the Carrier Dome.
Got it. Sorry, that was a little confusing the way I worded that. Washed Watch. Who's washed? Howard Stern out at Sirius. They don't want to pay his $100 million contract anymore. I mean, I get that. That's an insane amount of money.
Hey, do you want to take a pay cut, Howard Stern? No. All right, then you're fired.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I'm sure, though.
I understand both sides.
I'm sure he's going to do his own thing. He's going to be fine.
He still probably gets crazy ratings, right?
Yeah.
A little bit like Jim Rome.
Well, I would think he still has a huge following.
Yeah, his like fan base is just so loyal.
He's not the same that he used to be. I think everyone agrees on that. He's moved away from the bits and more towards interviews, and he may be a little more political than he was in the past. I still don't. I mean, he's the GOAT radio guy ever. He had a movie about it.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's been better. No one's had more of an impact on the actual game. He has kept more people in jobs because of affiliations than anyone out there, and is someone who always, at least early on, fought the power. I have immense respect for him. SiriusXM only exists because of him.
That's what I was going to say. As someone who's I've never listened to his radio show. I've only seen clips
I have
and
with
YouTube
my
videos.
My stepdad was a huge fan.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy's obviously the GOAT.
Yeah.
Obviously the best radio guy ever.
I'm seeing a lot of people on the right and listen. I think if you listen to me long enough, you know which way I lean. So I do tend to agree with some of these opinions from time to time. But a lot of people on the right are doing touchdown dances over it. I'm sorry. This is a bit of a bummer. This isn't like with Colbert on his own, you know, on CBS. The Colbert Show is such a far cry from what the Colbert Report on Comedy Central was. It's just not as funny. In fact, it's not funny. But Howard Stern is Howard Stern. So that bums me out a little bit. Also bums me out, big picture, for this industry. Also washed, workers at Big Tech. A video went viral of an Indian Microsoft employee who posted her daily schedule. And, this is it. She gets to her office at 9, gets a coffee at 9:05, has breakfast at 9:15, starts work at 9:45, a quick snack at 11, 11:30 a team discussion, focus work at noon, lunch at 1, dessert at 1:30. Isn't that lunch?
Dessert's crazy.
1:45 post-lunch chilling, 2:15 back to work, an hour and 15 minutes off from work? My lunch is 3 minutes during a commercial break. 4:45, small break, 5 p.m., snacks, 5:30, wrap up. Seems like that was a 45-minute break, at least. 6:30, log out. Not a lot of work going on here.
No, and this is what, most office jobs are from people that I know that work office jobs. This is what
finding ways to not do anything?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, the whatever 4-day week, I'm like, it's very possible to do a 4-day week. It's just... Yeah. All those people would then have to work, actually, for those 4 days instead of working a lot less over 5. That's really pick your poison.
Washed Watch continues. French squatters washed by poo because French farmers have taken matters into their own hands on a farm where 500 squatters decided to set up shop. They just brought on tractors and started spraying manure everywhere. Everyone's gone. And the French government actually backed them up. Shout out to the French government. Squatters are the worst. Absolute worst. Someone texted in, bro, you work 4-3 hours a day. Yes, but it's different. Okay. I do a lot of prep. I do about 4 to 5 hours of prep a night and probably do too much prep from time to time, especially considering all the rabbit holes I go down over the course of the show due to the ADD that's been undiagnosed within me. One last one. Washed Watch. Margaritas at Daikin Park. You can only have one per ID, and El Tiempo, they were number one in soft boys, was like, hey man, cut it out, stop, you guys are taking it too far. in an article that was written in the Chronicle. So there you go. All right, 249. Let's just combine the segments together and do a little garbage time before we GTFO.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Shout out to Lamar Little League in Richmond, Texas. They're going to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. There is a part of me that believes we need to be rooting for Tulsa, a.k.a. Oklahoma, in the Little League World Series because they are brothers in arms with the Astros and the Patriots and Michigan football as sign stealers. But a shout out to Lamar Little League. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like there's just about every year, maybe like two-thirds.
Always a team from the area.
Yeah, yes. Two-thirds at least there's a Houston area team. So, yeah.
I feel like there's generally more Houston area teams than there are Dallas area teams. Could be wrong on that front. But
yeah, there's Pearland, I remember a few years ago. Lamar, like this, I think this team has made it recently. So, yeah.
By the way, there's a West Texas regional. What the hell? Like, how about, it doesn't make any sense. Like, what's on West Texas other than El Paso?
It depends where they cut it off.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
El Paso. Okay. Yeah, does San Antonio count? Like, just how?
No,
West are we talking?
San Antonio, I bet would be Central Texas or something. And Austin too.
Again, how many slices of the pie are we making?
Yeah, because everything's in East Texas. Like it's the halfway point. That's where Texas is.
It's like East Central Austin, Northwest. Yeah, that's really all you need.
Problem in the WNBA. Another Mean Green was thrown at multiple WNBA arenas.
This
one was green, and both of them were green.
Okay.
One nearly hit Sophie Cunningham in a Fever Sparks game, Sean, and another Mean Green, which was green, was tossed at a New York Liberty Philadelphia. Wait, I forget where the wings are. I'm sorry. No offense. Strong, powerful, independent women, aren't they? But someone tried to throw one on the court, and it didn't reach the court. It got to the courtside seats at the very front in a game between the Liberty and the Dallas Wings. I forget. So this is a problem, and telling people to stop is not helping, which is a shame. And Sophie Cunningham was the one, hey, don't do this, and it seemed to be thrown at her. By the way, Kelsey Plum kicked it as hard as she could. Sophie Cunningham, meanwhile, laughed and also got fined again by the WNBA for talking bleep about the refs on a podcast. Hashtag bad girl. But also strong, powerful, independent woman.
She's got a lot going on.
I'm a big Sophie Cunningham fan. Big fan.
I mean, we talk about her like four times a week. like we talk about her so much.
They're only fining her $500. I'm like, she probably makes that back on the podcast right away. The Connecticut Sun, speaking of the WNBA, are going to be sold this year. A Boston-based group is the favorite to acquire them, but Tillman Fertitta is sniffing around. So we could have the Houston Comets back anytime soon.
Sweet. Let's throw stuff on the court.
I do wonder what they're going to do. Are they going to start like really patting people down as they get into the arena? Especially at an arena that I would imagine more women are going to go to that.
That is the thing about this is how are they getting these in it through the line, through the security line? Just a question I have.
Yeah. There's another Michael Vick out there. A former NFL running back, LaShawn Johnson, was convicted on 6 felony dogfighting charges. He's 54 years old, faces up to 5 years in prison, and a fine of up to $250,000 on each of the charges. He was acquitted on 17 similar counts. Well, at least he kind of won. Goodness gracious, though. Cash Patel even made a statement here. Nothing about Jeffrey Epstein in said statement. The FBI, speaking of them, they announced a Houston Most Wanted fugitive list. It's the first time ever.
Wow.
Congratulations to the first top 10. I'm not going to list them because I don't want to get shot.
It's none of my business.
None of my business, but there's a top 10. The U.S. is planning to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. How the hell does that work? What?
Can we even do that?
No.
like, not even is it possible. Are we allowed to do that?
No. No way. What are we talking about here? Can we focus on our planet?
No. Obviously, the answer is no. Did you not hear about the dogfighting guy?
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of animals, a Denmark zoo is asking people to donate unwanted pets to feed the predators.
That's
and imitate
awesome.
Natural food chain.
That's awesome.
it's not cats or dogs, but chicken, rabbits, and guinea pigs are an important part of the diet of our predators. This way, nothing goes to waste. Your donated animal will be gently euthanized before being served up as food. I don't believe that.
I want a nature show. I want to throw a live guinea pig in there.
They might forget. Like all of a sudden, your guinea pig just gets gobbled up. Yeah, if you're trying to imitate the natural food chain,
it has to be alive.
Got to be alive.
Yeah.
Wow. Gotta be alive.
Oh, I'm glad you said no dogs or cats.
No dogs or cats. No. I had friends that have had pets that they fed frozen dead mice to.
Like snakes?
Snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes one, two, and this was one of my Florida teammates in high school, piranhas.
He had a piranha?
He had four piranhas in a tank. I remember one time for team dinner, we went into his bedroom, we dropped the frozen mouse in there, and we waited for about 15 minutes to see if the piranhas would do anything. They didn't do anything. I think it was because it was frozen. I think they were like, we're going to wait for it to thaw. A little picky. Got a little picky in captivity.
Piranhas.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, that's going to wrap up the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to my friends at St. Arnold, from Walmart. Big thanks to Jeremy Booth, who stopped by. Check out the podcast talking about the Astros post-trade deadline. For our texters, callers, YouTubers, Twitchers, appers, and everyone else who listened. And for Sean Mapes, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!